This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Shara Ali, founder and CEO of Neuro Organics, Inc., a revolutionary therapeutic counseling mental health service that fuses Western and Eastern approaches to care. And Dr. Ali, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, we appreciate your time and thanks for coming out to be with us once again. So for starters today, Dr. Ali, tell us, if you would, what Neuro Organics is and how the company came to be. I think that's a great place to start things off today.
Okay, so Neuro Organics is really a revolutionary mental health platform, mostly because back in 2019, I had the opportunity to meet the Dalai Lama and be also in the landscape of India at the time and learning Eastern approaches to mental health care and wellness, which really brought to the light or the fore in terms of holistic care. And so really fusing that working knowledge with Westernized approaches to care has brought Neuro Organics to life. And what that really means is that the service focuses on four points of contention that has been proven to, kind of chastise people throughout time, according to literature and anecdotes. And so there's really four main components, one being neuromind, the relationship you have with yourself, the second being neurosex, the relationship you have with others. These two are considered the pivotal or flagship services of Neuro Organics, because truly the relationship you have with yourself and others does define the quality of your life. The third being neurophysique, the relationship you have with your physical self, and neurofinance, the relationship you have with finances. And so, we try to look at how you can fuel your pain into your passion so you can move into your future without necessarily using meds, or at least complementing that part of your life if that is what you're using.
Sounds like Neuro Organics covers all the bases. Good stuff. Now, who does Neuro Organics serve the most? Get into some of those details.
That's not a bad question at all. It's probably one of the more important questions. So originally when we started, we were focusing on adults age 25 to about 35 and onward. But in fact, we've had a lot of appetite from youth, specifically folks in high school, so 14 to 18, and also young adults ranging from about 21 to 35 seem to be our two target audiences. And what we're beginning to see is two segments actually showing interest, grown interest, parents of these youth showing interest because, truth be told, these parents grew up in an era or a generation that where mental health wasn't readily accepted or spoken about. So there's still a lot of stigma there, and they're trying to help their kids navigate the system and navigate their lives. And secondary to that, we've seen a lot of interest from employers looking to support their employees, whether that be in the C-suite or, their employees at hand. And I mean, obviously, all of this was heightened, this goes without saying, with everything that has happened in 2020.
Yeah, that certainly is an understatement, all that we've gone through over the last year and then some. Now, let's look at some of the services that you offer. Of course, you have a service in Neuro Organics called NeuroMind. What does NeuroMind help a person solve?
So NeuroMind, think about it like this. When, somebody might be complimenting you, you might have not done so well on a test. Or, somebody might point something out that's negative. And in any of these cases, you yourself are often speaking very negatively to yourself. So, for example, oh, I'm so dumb. I should have known that. I'm so stupid. Why do I even try? A lot of negative self-talk. And I would say 99.9% of people are guilty of it. One, because, we're our worst enemy at times. But also, two, it's learned. It's learned from a very young age about how to speak to yourself. And sometimes parents don't even realize that they're teaching their kids how to speak to themselves in their head. And so NeuroMind is really about combating that negative self-talk so that your outward behavior and your outward sort of the way you want to show up in the world matches what you envision for yourself. So it's really about recalibrating your relationship with yourself in a positive light.
And I'm sure you've piqued the interest of some of the listeners already. Now, what about neurosex? What does this service solve for someone?
Yeah, so neurosex is focusing on relationships that you have, whether that be friendships, romantic relationships, colleagues, acquaintances. And one thing that is for certain is that you are the common denominator in these relationships. And so, for example, working with folks in the past, or even in my personal life, I can say this too, people that, let's say, are in suboptimal relationships where maybe they're not compatible with the person, their values don't align, they don't really see eye to eye. However, it's nice to be like, I have a date for this wedding. I can absolutely still go with this person. So you go to this wedding and then you come home and you feel lonely in your relationship. You feel upset. You feel desperate. You feel like worthless. But yet you still have somebody to take those pictures with. And that's where there's a bit of a fine line. Going into relationships of any sort for a purpose that does not align with your values will disrupt your neural mind in terms of the health that you've the health in the relationship that you've built with yourself. Because if you're in a relationship with others that is considered toxic, somebody who feeds into your negative self-thought or doesn't encourage you, it just then allows you to think a bit more narrow. It changes you not for the better. And all of a sudden you're in a cycle and you don't know how to get out. And so we see this a lot for folks that are in abusive relationships, whether that be psychological, financial, physical, as just a few examples, or even, you know, people that are working 40-hour weeks with bosses that yell at them and not sure how to manage, or even some friendships because you've been in a friendship for 20 years, so you feel obligated to stay, but yet it doesn't feel like it's propelling you in a positive direction. And so we really focus in on that person because all you do is have control over yourself. You can never control or change others, but you can take control of how you present in that relationship and what and how tight of a bond you have within that relationship.
Hey, you really made some great points explaining your service, neurosex. In fact, a toxic relationship or an unbalanced relationship will hold you back from getting or achieving the goals that you have set out for your life. So really appreciate the services you offer there as well. Today we're with Dr. Shara Ali. She is the founder and CEO of Neuro Organics, Inc., a revolutionary therapeutic counseling mental health service that fuses Western and Eastern approaches to care here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Ali, can you also describe how neurophysique and neurofinance services within your company, Neuro Organics, will help someone solve their problems there?
Yeah, so neurophysique is purely based on science. It's not about getting, you know, a six-pack in 6 weeks. It's actually based on, out of our five senses, your vision makes the first judgment at all. And so if you're waking up every morning and you're not liking something based on your appearance, then that feeds into a negative cycle in your neurosex relationships because you might end up settling due to fear that somebody might not accept you because of your weight or because of the color of your hair or something to that effect. And then it then feeds into a negative neuro-mind relationship because I've had a lot of people that, for example, they think the way to get into a relationship is to, for example, lose 20 pounds. They lose 20 pounds, that person still doesn't want to be with them. And then they spiral in their neuro-mind relationship with like, nobody loves me, I'm the worst, why do I even exist? It's a very toxic relationship if you do not align with yourself physically. And again, this is not about losing weight or anything to that effect, but it is about respecting the integrity of your physical shell, if I can say that. And if you don't, then you are at risk of harming yourself. So for example, you know, losing a bunch of weight that you didn't intend to or for the wrong reasons, overeating when you're really feeling down on a constant basis. So really making sure that you're aligned within that integrity point of view will help to then strengthen your neuromind and neurosex relationships. And neurofinance ties it all together because all of the decisions you make in your neuromind, neurosex, and neurophysique relationships affects your neurofinances. So you're going on a first date, you want to impress somebody, you might want to lose a lot of weight and buy new clothes. It's sort of like all of those elements impact your budget. You know, I have a lot of folks that I work with that want to get a bunch of filler and Botox, and we do not discriminate against that. In fact, we support whatever people want to do in terms of their own choices. However, it's like, does it, number one, fit inside your budget? Number two, is this something that you want, or are you trying to impress others? And number three, can you still sustain your lifestyle after you've done all of these sorts of procedures? And then alternatively, you know, having some folks using their finances in such a way that doesn't compound over time because they have just spent it on their emotional reaction to a situation in any of those relationships, being neuromind, sex, or physique. And then they find themselves having to work and work and work and work, but they never feel like they're ahead. And so if neurofinances are figured out with more positivity, the other relationships, they're not as stressful, because sometimes people find themselves in relationships with other people for money, or they'll try and change themselves so other people can love them and take care of them from a financial point of view. And so it really does have a negative cycle if it's not used with caution. But if you build a healthy relationship with your finances, get rid of all of the fear, you know, when you have to look at a budget or a credit score, or looking at why you're investing in certain things that maybe you typically or typically wouldn't do, is really, you know, paramount to overall wellness. Because as we know, finances does really also determine access to care, access to parties, access to relationships. And so you really don't want to abuse this this tool.
Quite impressive and amazing how all of your services tie into one and the other and complement each other. That is totally awesome. Now, what are some of the trends that you're seeing right now, given the post-traumatic stress people are experiencing from the pandemic, political shifts, and the ongoing fight for equality? Talk to us about that.
So 2020 obviously brought forward a very interesting year. I would like to say it demonstrated resiliency and adaptability of humans. I don't want to, you know, give credit where credit is due. And we were forced to do that, whether that's moving to full online, working from home, and, you know, homeschooling kids. But some of the issues I've seen in terms of trends is two main things. One, number one, burnout. Burnout with each other, burnout with the system, burnout with the, you know, staged approaches to reopening and then closing, burnout with unemployment, and burnout with within themselves. And secondary to that is trust. Not trusting each other, not trusting the system, not trusting the navigation of information that's being received or given. And so I think what those two trends produced is this third trend of, I'm just going to figure it out for myself, and almost create an individualized theory to navigate in this life. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, none of these things are necessarily bad things, because there's a lot of lessons that can come out of it. However, it does split us from human-to-human interaction in terms of what we believe in, what we don't believe in as a collective, what we're fighting against together, what we're not, and how to then have conversations where you can agree to disagree respectfully. And so, you know, for a lot of young people, I see dating being a challenge for folks because of these reasons. I see, you know, entrusting someone with your emotions and the vulnerability, for example, around the vaccine or some BIPOC issues, you know, not really knowing where people stand. So there's a lot of fear of, do I bring this up? Do I not? But I have the right to. And there's just a lot of inner conflict in that regard. So those three trends have certainly come to the fore, and I think has divided a lot of people in such a way where repairing that divide can take a little bit of time, in such a way where that divide wouldn't have existed, you know, 2 years ago.
And certainly over the last 2 years, we've seen a lot go on, and I really appreciate your touching base on some of those issues that are continuing to trend right now. Thanks for your input as well. Now, getting back to your company, why should someone choose Neuro Organics over other mental health services? What's your thoughts in regards to that question?
That's a great question. So, you know, I am a supporter of all organizations and partners that are trying to help people. But the thing about neuroorganics, and this is found in the feedback that I've received, some people are comfortable posting some reviews online, and understandably some are not because they want to remain anonymous for privacy reasons. But the thing about it is that with neuroorganics, it's not focused in on two things. One, it's not like, so how are you doing today? A very traditional approach. That's very westernized care. It's more so holistic and encompassing, which is where that Eastern approach to care is fused in. And so it actually feels more like a conversation over a coffee. And, you know, it's a bit more relaxing. And I think also our approach and communication has allowed people to open up in such a way where we actually don't ask our clients to tell us your entire history right off the bat. We are such an action-oriented service that we want you to build skills within, almost life skills, within our services so that you can translate that outside. So, for example, meeting with clients, we will tell them, do not tell us everything right off the bat. I want you to use your gut feeling, your instincts around, because there's a lot of science behind, you know, your neurons within you that are giving you red, yellow, green flags, and to listen to them. And you only share with me what you are comfortable with sharing with me when you're comfortable. Because there's this idea that as soon as you go see, you use a mental health service, you just tell them everything. You don't know that person. And we have to remember, people in these services are just people. And so building a rapport is going to, first of all, increase your neuromind, your self-confidence within yourself, because you were able to seek out the service and choose, you made the choice to share this information without feeling like you had to because you were kind of, you know, forced to. And then it builds your neurosex relationship, because the rapport that we build with our clients, it demonstrates what a healthy relationship can look like in terms of talking about great things and not so great things. Your neurophysique and your neurophysique, because, you know, we do talk about these issues within, they're threaded within, but I only ask people to chat about these things once they're ready. Because, for example, to talk about weight, age, anything that has a numerical, you know, digit beside it can be very vulnerable. And so we wait until that person is ready. In neurofinance, because we're that relationship with finance, we are very inexpensive in compared to other organizations, because we believe in, we value mental wellness. We want people to get better and therefore make healthier communities, because really, at the end of the day, Eric, you're only here for a short time. And so we might as well enjoy it as best we can in the time that we can. But it doesn't mean that you remain in, you know, your past. Neuroorganics is very much about using your past to fuel you into your future, using action-oriented approaches to care within these four relationships.
I'm sure our listeners, after hearing all the details on neuroorganics and per your expertise and what you offer there through your company, how can our listeners improve their mental health wellness with you? And I understand you also have a discount for your mental health services. Talk to us about those details there so listeners can get connected.
Yeah, I am. You know, myself and within the company, we value mental wellness before anything else. We do not capitalize on the emotions of others at all, because that's just not what we stand for. This is what you organically need for your mind so that you can embrace self-care at any time. You don't feel like you're drowning after a breakup, after an exam, after you got fired, after you got a divorce. We work on these real life issues that have been happening for centuries in such a way that is tailored and meaningful to you. And so for any listeners that are interested in using the service, you can actually email me directly at selfcare@neuroorganics.com. And I will just, I will send you the code for the discount. And you can choose the package that you want. It can be on the go, so like, you know, one session as you please, or a 6-month package or a 12-month package, whatever it is that you desire. We are very much about tailored approaches to care at an affordable rate and low barrier access so that we can have healthier communities overall.
Dr. Alley, really do appreciate your offering that discount. That is a big help. And of course, I'm sure also point listeners to your website as well so they can browse around and familiarize and get more familiar with your services there at the company as well.
Yeah, that's a great question. So www.neuroorganics.com is where you can find all of the details. And, you know, I always think a website can only do so much because it's almost robotic, right, with the words and potential videos and images. But once you get a consultation with us, which we also offer for free, you'll get a sense as to if you want to work with us or not. It's about that human interaction that we bring forward that often allows our clients to feel comfortable to work with us versus reading something off of a screen, which we've all been doing for the last, you know, year and a half. So I encourage you to at least book a consultation and see if this is the right service for you. And if not, that's okay too. At least you know that this is not for you. And if it is, excellent. We will meet you where you're at because we very much position ourselves as quarterbacks in your wellness journey.
Again, listeners, for more details, visit neuroorganics.com. Dr. Alley, all the best. Look forward to our next conversation right here on the Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Again, listeners, you do not need to have a mental health diagnosis to access mental health services. NeuroOrganics is a proactive and preventative service to help you avoid illness. You can access Dr. Alley's NeuroOrganics services online at neuroorganics.com. And for those of you listening today, she is also offering a free consultation and a discounted price. And this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you once again for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.